Yeah. So as you said, well, my name is Laura. I come from a company, a small construction tech startup called Jobler, where we basically work with the construction recruitment platform. But because we had the in-house tech capability, we decided to focus our energies, given the current crisis that's going on with the fuel, into an app called FuelRadar. It's a community-focused app. It's tracked 2,300 stations across the country, and it allows users to input the price of fuel at the pump in real time. So you record one report of a price, and it is amber for viewers to see. Once a second driver confirms that price, the price goes green. And it's also distance protected, so you cannot report a price unless you're within 500 meters of the station, just to stop people maliciously updating prices from outside locations. So then that gives the ability to the driver to, per their location, compare the prices and find the cheapest price close to them.
And it's already gained a lot of proper popularity in a quick space of time because, as you've seen on social media apps, people doing this sort of thing in different town groups and that sort of thing, noting the spike in fuel prices. So you've sort of just centralized that into one place.
We have, yeah. So we've noticed actually, even in my own WhatsApp groups, my friend groups, my family group, at home, you know, we were all trying to tell each other, oh, the price of fuel is such and such in this station today, and it's in such and such a kilometre up the road. And I was thinking, my God, it would be just so much easier if we all across the country had this information at our fingertips. And, you know, nearly everybody is on a smartphone now. So we said, you know, why not go for it? So we started building it on, I think it was maybe the 21st, that was it, the Friday, and we spent Saturday and Sunday reviewing it, and we had it launched on the iStore, on the Apple Store, on the Tuesday, the 24th. So yeah, it's gaining massive traction. It seems to be helping people a lot.
And especially for places like where I am in Donegal here, where there isn't a lot of public transport available, the reliance on cars is so massive. Something like this could be, you know, the difference between people, you know, driving and not.
Absolutely. And Ryan, our users actually have reported to us that they have seen 9 cents in the difference in a litre of diesel in stations a kilometre apart. I myself am from Mayo, so you know, we're also fully reliant on using our vehicles. And 9 cents, if you're travelling for work, if you work in construction, if you're working in agriculture, if you have to leave your house to go to your job and you need to use your car, if you're filling up and it's 10 cents every time on a litre, you know, you will feel that over time. People just don't have the capacity to pay more at the minute. And anywhere where you can save a few cents, you know, it's absolutely welcomed by everybody.